We ask for your wisdom tonight. Begin to pray. We ask, Lord, for your wisdom. The entrance of his word giveth light and understanding to the simple. Zekete bratakata barate shabaradia. Shekete brentes kopratekata. We ask for wisdom. We ask for wisdom. We ask for wisdom. We ask for wisdom. Shekete brentekete baratakisha. Shekete brentekete bratusha bratiakata. Oh, we ask for your wisdom, Holy Ghost. Oh, Shiba Baba Baba Baba. Oh, Shabala Barabada Barabada. Jede Bella Barabada Shabba. Jagatakate Beretakate Beretakate Beretusha. And Jesus increased in wisdom. I increase in wisdom. I increase in wisdom. Barateko Shabaratia. I increase in wisdom. Man take it brata katabarates kabratekete baratia. Shekete bratu sabrate pelatas kabratekete baratia. Increase in wisdom by your spirit. Ushi baba 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 baba. Urateku shabarakata. Zekete bratu sabratia kata. Oh, I need your wisdom. Every day of my life, I need your wisdom. Every situation, wisdom. The Bible says wisdom is the principal thing. In all thy getting, get understanding. Oh, my mind is fruitful. My mind is fruitful. Shabarateko shabalata. Empretekete prateko shabaradia. You need wisdom. You need wisdom. The wisdom of the spirit. Zekete bratu shabaratia. Shakete kete bretesh kaprekete barata. Shabala kata bratu shabaratia. By wisdom, O God, heaven's gate open up. Within the new order, the season creating day and night, turning darkness into light, arranging the stars to your pleasing. By wisdom, O God, heaven's gates open up. With understanding, new order, the season creating day and night, turning darkness into light, arranging the stars to your pleasing. Blessed are you. Blessed are you, O Lord, my God. Eternity's holy King. Blessed are you, O Lord, my God, whose words. Thank you, Holy Ghost. You may be seated. Shabalatiku sabratekete. We started a series in Glaring Light Network, Benin City, and we discuss some spiritual principles of finance. We discuss some spiritual principles of finance, right? Yes. I need you to go over the teaching of last week again. You can go over again and again. You probably did not hear something, or you must have missed something. You may not be able to retain 100% of the things that God taught us last week. But if you go over the teaching again, you jot them or you go over your notes, then you'll be able to retain it to a greater percentage. Hallelujah. Yes, it's a financial series. I had a vision. I saw the gate of wealth open to the believers. Yes. Very, very clear and powerful vision. It was open. The gate of wealth is open. And tonight we shall be looking at a very practical, it's a practical kind of meeting tonight. We'll be looking at how to make progress from being an employee to a CEO. How to make that kind of progress. Because whether you believe it or not, there are people that have been limited. Now, there is a difference between having a job and having something that is a pathway to your destination. Let me explain. There are jobs that you do that you have to stay for a season because there's a required knowledge. Are you following what I'm saying? Now, that kind of job, your concentration should not be the payment or the time that you are giving to that kind of job. That job is a pathway to success or a pathway. There are people that they just come and say, I want to serve in this company. Even if you are paying me something that is little, but I want to serve just to learn. Are you following what I'm saying? Now, that kind of job is not the kind of job I am advising you to quit. Are you following me? Because you need to understand the season. You need to understand that there are things that you should learn. There is no such thing as getting to the apex of your career or whatever it is, or calling, without knowledge, without transformation, without mentorship. And sometimes your job can be your mentorship platform. Now, that kind of job, probably a job where you are learning a particular skill, or let me say an organization. There are people that they became teachers, secondary school teachers, just to learn how the educational system works. Are you following what I'm saying? There are some that they had to become the principal of the school just to learn how the educational system works. So that they will say, okay, this is how it works. Okay, this is how I should go. Are you following what I'm saying? But there are jobs that weaken your potential. Now, these kinds of jobs that you should find a way to quit, which I'm going to teach you, is the kind of job that weakens your potential, the kind of job that all the job is emphasizing is money, no transformation, and it's eating your time. Are you following what I'm saying? It's not making you see. Let me tell you the difference. When you are on a job where you are learning a skill or you are learning something towards success, it's the kind of job that will impart you or impart your mind. That is, you grow in intelligence while on that job. You are advancing in terms of knowledge while on the job. But any job that is, the focus of the job is just the job description. So you cannot think beyond, let's say you are signing receipt. You cannot think beyond signing receipt. There's something in it. Are you getting the point now? Now, the effect of society is the reason people are poor. Society is the major reason people are poor. If you go to an average family and ask them, just ask the parents, for instance, or ask even the children, for instance, or if you ask members of the family, what do you want to become? I want to go to school, get a job. That's not the idea of school, actually. Just to go to school, get a job. Is that how you want to live your life? Now, let me explain something. It is not that a job is bad in itself. After all, at the end of the month, you receive some money. But you understand that you are paying the company first. You are paying yourself last for your services, right? Yes, there is a big difference. And also, you need to understand that for you to maximize your potential, you need financial freedom. For your destiny and your career path to gain speed, you need financial freedom. For your mind to be stretched, to be able to think, to be able to bring out something unique, you need financial freedom. You need something that will actually give you that time to focus on why you are here. Like I told us Was it last week? I said that anything you do in this kingdom that is not the will of God has no kingdom significance. So if what you are doing is actually not making you to fast, not making you to pray, nothing, or you just get up in the morning, every day you are coming back by 11 p.m., that kind of job is the kind of job I will personally advise you find a way. And that is why this meeting is being practical. Are you following what I'm saying? So it is very important. We'll just read a few scriptures. Then we'll go to more details. Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 18. Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 18. It says, but thou shalt remember the Lord thy God, for it is he that giveth thee power to get wealth. Power to get wealth, that he may establish his covenant, which he has sware unto thy fathers, as it is this day. Power to get wealth. Not the power to be where he has not kept you, or the power to be somewhere that your potential is hidden. Or to be somewhere that you are not growing at all. It is God that giveth you power to get wealth. And the Bible says in the book of Matthew chapter 6 verse 24 that you cannot serve God and mammon. You cannot serve God and serve mammon. You need to choose. You cannot be in between. You need to choose. Okay, why do I want to prosper financially? Why do I want to really succeed in life? Is the question. And let me tell you, those that are on the side of mammon, those that are serving mammon, the essence of their money is to show for, is for big mansion, is to show that I have arrived. Apart from that, there is no other thing. And the Bible says that a righteous man leaveth an inheritance for his children's children. Your children will not inherit that job that you are giving you. I'm telling you, they won't inherit. Right? So you need to understand that God wants you to succeed financially, for it is the will of God, so that his will can be done in your life, so that the kingdom of God will be advanced on earth. That is the emphasis. The Bible says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and every other thing shall be added. Every other thing. So if you are in a job where it's all about your time being used, you are not growing, you are not learning any new skill, anytime you get to the job in the morning, there is pain in your heart. When you get up in the morning, there is so much pain. It means that you are not supposed to stay there for long. Are you following what I'm saying? But if it is a place where there is transformation in your career path, but let me say you are receiving some money from the job to building a career, or to be building what you are doing or what you are called to do, that means you need to remain in that job in the meantime. Are you following what I'm saying? It's wisdom. You need wisdom. That's why we prayed for wisdom before we started. Now let me give an instance. I have a daughter in Cameroon, and she was saying, no money for school. How am I going to go to school? You know, a man came also and said he wants to get married to her and take her to school. And they were like, go ahead, marry the man so that he can sponsor your school. And meanwhile, you know, this one is not the kind of man. It's not the kind of man that she actually needs, you know, judging from the things that she told me. So I told her, I said, what exactly can you do? What skill do you have? And she said she can. I said, oh, glory to God. Start the cooking business. Be cooking before the school will resume, before you take the exam for the resumption. Start cooking. And she started cooking, saving money. And she was putting that money, or she's meant to put that money in her education. And I think some days ago she told me how much she had saved. I was like, oh wow. So there is something that God has put inside you. There is a gift that you have. But the problem is that usually people don't know the aspect of utilizing the gift. For every calling, every will of God, there are rewards. There are rewards. And the rewards are not just, they are material rewards. Some of the rewards are materialistic. I'm telling you, God is not going to take you through a journey and abandon you, and your life will not be wretched at the end of the day. If it is God that you are really saved, that you are really following, He's going to give you the wisdom. So anything that God is supervising, it means that He actually instructed. He will not supervise something He has not instructed or called for. He will not supervise. So there is something that you have. There is something inside of you. Now, before I go on teaching you how to progress or make progress from the job to be an employer, first of all, you need to understand that you need a mind shift. This one, you need a mind shift. And the first consciousness you should have is that I can succeed. I can make it. You need courage. Courage. Ask people, why are they suffering in jobs? They don't have time for anything. Why are they suffering? No courage. There is no transformation. So they don't believe that. Some of them, they have this mindset that if I leave this job, that's the end of my life. Mm-mm. It's not the end. Most of them, they don't have the courage to bring out their potential. They know they have something that God can actually bless them with. I told us that it's what goes inside you that changes you. It's what comes out of you that changes things. They are not the same person. It's not the same person. So you can actually have a lot of things inside you, but things around you are not changing because that thing inside you, it has not been refined to be poured out. It has not been refined enough to be poured out. And usually the people, they don't have courage. They don't believe in themselves. They don't believe they can succeed. They don't believe they can ever make it. So they are waiting and thinking, if I should quit this job. This is the issue. You see, during the NYSC phase, my NYSC phase, I discovered and I observed that when it's getting to 1 month to the end of the NYSC training, a lot of coppers begin to fear. So there's this fear in their heart. Okay, how am I going to start receiving this alawi again when I'm done with NYC? Some of them will start saving. They say, no, after this 1 year, nobody's going to be sending me money. Some of them will start saving. Meanwhile, those that are called by God, it is even in that NYC, God will be telling them, be sowing. I was sowing like a madman. Sowing like a madman. As if someone that knows how to. So understand that you need courage. You need a mental shift. You need to go beyond what society is thinking. Society is thinking that it's all about, you know, working somewhere. That's all there is to making it. Of course, at the end of the day, you can build a house. You can. But you are probably going to live on loans. And those loans are going to be prolonged. That to quit that job will be difficult. So you arrive at success at 70. You arrive at success at 75. You can give yourself and say, I believe in myself, and you start a business and you give yourself 10 years. That 10 years of learning and failure, those failures will be experienced in those 10 years. You know, let's say you buy stock and people will not buy, you will make losses, you go and restock, you make mistakes, you buy products that almost half of them are bad and all that. Those mistakes that you are making, in 10 years' time, you'll be ahead of the one that is serving government. 5 years. I'm telling you. Sometimes it's in even less than 5 years. You need to understand that society is the reason people are poor. Society. When I had the courage then, I was led. Say, no, I can't continue. You can't be holding me in this job and say, I can't go for meetings. I can't travel. Oh, come and see my neighbors. Some of them pegged me a different name. They didn't know I had other plans.
They will say you are lazy. You don't want to walk. You don't want to do this. That's the difference. See, the difference between the great in society and people that have been is mindset, mind shift. The one that is at the top, the one that is great, is making use of his mind. Why the one that is below or average is focusing on strength, focusing on hard work, getting up in the morning, thinking about the end of the month, thinking about a loan he needs to get a new car, thinking about a loan he needs to get a new phone, a loan he needs to get a new apartment. Are you following what I'm saying? These things are very, very important. Very, very important. There is a book. In fact, I'm going to recommend some books for you. So you need mentorship, right? I'll recommend some books for you as we make progress, all right? Are you getting blessed? Are you learning something? Are you learning something? So a job may not make you intelligent, because all you think about is your job description. But when you have a business or you have a skill you are refining, you can determine the price. You can't go to a company and determine the price. You can't work under a company and start determining the price, right? You can't. But when you are having this freedom to work on something, then you can actually determine the price. You can determine what goes on. You can make policies. You can change policies. So control. You are exchanging control for money. That's what it means. Except you are learning. Except the job is a partner that is taking you through a phase. Learning something. Anytime you see that job, your focus should not be on the pay. Your focus should be what you can learn that will change your life. I'm telling you. I know of a lady that served a man. A great man. She served a great man. And she said to the man, I'm not here for salary. I'm here to learn. And she served for 1 year. For 1 year, she served no salary. It was only one announcement that man made that changed that girl's code. He just made one announcement. I don't want to mention her. One announcement. I say, this lady. And people's attention. By the time she left, they did send for her. Today she, in fact, he even said it. The great man said, he said the lady now owns, she now owns land for working for 1 year. So our focus was that I want to be great. This is my path. Let me work in this your company. I know that I may not have this qualification to work in this your company, but please, I want to learn something. I want to learn something. For 1 year, don't pay me. I'm telling that what she said, don't pay me. Let me just learn. Learn. I like this kind of business. You follow what I'm saying? Very, very important. So you need courage. You need faith to believe that financial freedom is possible. You need faith to believe that God did not make anyone empty. There's something Papa Selman said, and it's true. He said, if you take all the money in the world and share it equally, the people that are rich now will collect the money back. It's a very powerful statement. Like, if they share all the money now, let's use Nigeria. Let's say they share all the money equally. Let's say everyone becomes a millionaire. The ones that are rich now will take the money back. The ones that are poor, that were poor, will go back. I'm telling you, most of them will go back to poverty, because it is more of mindset. Anything that you cannot reproduce, it means you don't understand the principle of receiving it. You don't understand the principle yet. Anything you cannot reproduce, something is wrong somewhere. It means you don't understand the principle yet. So why would you think that the rich will get it back? Why do you think that the wealthy will get it back? Because it's all about principles. It's all about principles. Are you following what I'm saying? Very, very important. Now, there are six things that you must do while on the job to progress from being an employee to an employer or a CEO. There are six things. Six. Number one is to go for extra knowledge. It could be you learning a skill. It could be a digital skill. Let's say it's a business it's a job that you go in the morning, let's say 8 a.m., you come back 4 p.m. to 6 p.m. What you need to do is that at night, it's not every night you should be sleeping. You can apply for online courses. You can learn something. You can learn media. You can learn tech. You can learn, website design. You can learn something. You can go for more knowledge. It could be media knowledge, a digital knowledge, something. It could be a business that is in your mind. Are you getting the point? You can be going weekends. Let's say you don't go to work on Saturday. You can just say, okay, there's a business I want to learn. And there is someone, you can make an agreement and give the person some money and say, I'll be coming every Saturday to teach me. I'm telling you, you can do that kind of business. I say, okay, how much do I pay to be coming here every Saturday for the next 6 months? Then as you are learning, you are planning, okay, what are the secrets? Where do you buy from? How do you ship it in? How do you do it? What are the processes? You begin to learn. So while on the job, it is not your own, should not start thinking. You should not just be complaining. If you are complaining how to quit, you are not doing anything, you will remain there. So learn something. It could be and there is a passion inside you. Everyone has something. There is a passion inside. It could be writing. You can go for online writing courses. It could be writing. It could be blogging. It could be something that you know can generate or give you that financial freedom, can give you that leverage. I follow what I'm saying. You can have a skill. You can have something you can teach online. It can be physical. You can call people every Saturday. I know of a young man. Every Saturday, there are people, adults, that cannot speak correct English. We teach them. They will pay him every Saturday. Every Saturday. They come every Saturday to learn in the morning. And they give him some money. I follow what I'm saying. Very important. Very important. Now, while on the job, the kind of knowledge, it is not just skill you need. I later discovered that skill is not enough. Even knowledge is not enough to get. Knowledge is power. Knowledge is a pathway. But do you know you can possess knowledge and you don't have marketing skills? So I'll just recommend like maybe four books. Four books. Number one is The Millionaire Fast Lane by MJ DeMarco. The Millionaire Fast Lane. This one is going to even teach you more. Then, Immutable Laws of Marketing. The Immutable Laws of Marketing. You can get it. Just search it. You'll be able to find it. Maybe on Amazon. Then, Parable of Dollar by Sam Adeyemi. Parable of Dollar, right? By Sam Adeyemi. Why I like that book is that it did not neglect kingdoms. Aspect of prosperity. There are books that they will neglect the kingdom aspect. Are you following what I'm saying? Yes, because the will of God is also important in terms of finances. So The Parable of Dollar is a very important book you need. You must read it. Then you can read Alex Omozi's book, $1 million offer. Then $1 million leads. You can get those books. You can search on YouTube, then you see the link. Go to acquisition, is it acquisition.com? You will see the books or you will see something of that nature there. All right, so study books on wealth, listen to teachers, attend seminar on finance while on the job. There are financial meetings where physical meetings where people come to talk about money. Attend if it's not clashing, attend. Are you following what I'm saying? You must be intentional about where you are going. You must be intentional. So you can attend seminars, conferences, whether online or on-site. It doesn't matter, provided it is feeding you with knowledge. Because like I said last week, knowledge is the first capital to any business. It is not finance. Money is not the capital to any business. I'm telling you, the capital to any business is knowledge. Because there are people that monetize knowledge. So knowledge itself is capital for any business. How a business is going to succeed, it is knowledge. How the business is going to start, it is knowledge. Because you can have money, do business, and waste money. But when you have the right knowledge, everything will begin to flow. Are you following what I'm saying? That's number one. Go for knowledge. Learn a skill. Advance your mind. All right? Number two, you can have a commission or a distribution system. You can have a commission or distribution system of making money. Yes, commission. Let me explain what I mean by commission and distribution. For instance, you can be a realtor. Know a realtor is, right? Yes, you can connect buyers to sellers. You can connect those that want to buy land. You can connect them to those real estate companies, right? That's how to be a realtor. You can sell a land for the company and take a certain percentage. It could be maybe 5 to 10. If they are running promo, it could be more than 10%. That will be your share, right? So imagine you connect up to 10 buyers. You can actually get something from them and save up for the business. So you can run a commission job or a distribution system or method of making money. Very, very important. You can do affiliate marketing, right? You can do Kindle publishing. So these things, you see that the generation we are in now is not a generation where you just be in a job that will keep you stuck for the rest of your time. The rest, you can't even think, you don't even have time for yourself, you don't even have time for God, you don't have time for anything at all. So there must be something. It could be a commission job where you can actually go for some services. Let me say by weekend, you know that, okay, this is the problem I can solve every week. Solve it. For instance, let me say weekend, you can even have a written material. You can write a material while on the job, you can write a book and sell. I follow what I'm saying. So your own is people that think that it's gonna be, I'm gonna be in this job and all that. No. Have you seen a really wealthy person working in this? There are only few jobs in the world, only few that can actually make financially. Only very few. I'm telling you, only very few that you really pay that high and not stress you so much. Only few of them. Then number three, draw a business plan. Now, when you are drawing a business plan in this generation, part of your business plan should not just be registering the business or writing how the business is going to look like. You must be strategic with the media. So by now, the business idea that you have, as you are drawing the business plan, do the logo. Just be making little progress. It will be like, do the logo, keep it. Create a Facebook page, just be posting. Once in a while, just do ads on it. You can just run ads on it. Just make sure that you are making progress. Draw a business plan. These are the gifts I have. This is the kind of business I want to pursue. You go online. When you go online now, you can see business models, plans. They are all written there. Anything you want to do, the business plan is already online. I'm telling you, it's already there waiting for you. It's just to search it out. Then you say, okay, how do I edit it? There are people that they started clothes, selling clothes, or shoes or wristwatches online while on the job. Started that. And before you know it, they grew a very mighty team. People like that. Are you following what I'm saying? So have a business plan. Draw a business plan. That's okay. This is what I want to do. This is what the business will require. The finance is not the first issue. Because the money can come. Meanwhile, there is no business plan. Know nothing about business. But when you create a logo, register it, say, okay, this is how I want to do it. This is how it is done. no time, you will discover that you are already making progress, right? Number four, you can connect or buy shares in working businesses. Yes. You can do that. Or you can lease something out. You can buy something that you can be leasing out. Right? You can have something that you can be leasing out, or you can have a particular share. And you don't need so much. You don't need so much to even have a particular share in a company. These days, you don't need so much. You don't need millions to do that. Even if the return is not big, but it is something. It is that you are making progress. You are learning something. By the time you now have more, you now know how to invest wisely. So you can make some little investment. And listen, if you are on a job, and you are taking loans, don't take loans that will keep you on that job for many years. Except maybe somehow God is going to show up and you just clear the debt and you are out there, out of the job. This is why it is difficult for some persons to actually leave their jobs. They have taken salary in advance for 6 months, 1 year, 2 years, 3 years, 4 years. Can actually have an investment, or you can have something that can be a means of bringing in finance in the long run, right? Right? Then number five, engage seed sowing. Engage principles, financial principles. Start engaging them. Give, sow to kingdom advancement projects. So to the kingdom, give. You don't need to have so much to start giving. Thank God we have the principle, or we saw the story in the Bible. We saw the principle. The woman gave her widow's mite, something little, but it was really mighty. It was heavier. Why? She gave from the depth. Sacrifice. So engage seed sowing now that you're on the job. It's God that giveth you power to get wealth. Engage it. Don't think that the salary is too small, so I can't give. Put God's integrity in line. Put it in line. I say, Lord, if your word says give and it shall be given unto you good measure, let me see it work in my own life. Let me see it at work in my finances. That's when God will begin to now teach you certain things that He's not blessing you because you have a job. He doesn't want to bless you because you have a job. He wants to bless you because you are His son. He wants to bless you because you have put His word to it. He wants to bless you because you are His son. So engage the principle of seed sowing. It is very, very important. Very, very important. I said I saw a vision, right? A mighty financial door is already open. Start making plans. Start thinking. There is something I can do. There is a business I love. There is a business I have passion for. There is something that I know that I can actually improve on, and it will become great. Then while on the job, start making necessary progress. Go for knowledge first. Where the knowledge is, because there are people that are already doing it well. There are people that are already doing it well. You can go and learn. You can attend. But if the class is something that you need to pay, and attend. So that you can pay attention. They're saying that when you pay money, you pay attention. Many things that are valuable cannot be free. Many things that are valuable, they are not free. They are not free. Mm-mm. It's either you are paying with money or you are paying with relationship. It's not free. Are you following what I'm saying? So, knowledge go for knowledge, then draw the business model. Start planning, start drawing the business model. And say, okay, this is how the logo will look like. This is how the office will look. You know, I know that we are going to build BB Gospel, but before I accepted the call into ministry, I will sit in my room as an undergraduate. I'll be meditating on the kind of hospital. The hospital is still in my head. Even to the entrance of the hospital that I want to build, even now, is in my head. The entrance of the hospital is in my head. Where the people will sit down, that's how I think of. Where the people will sit down, the receptionist will sit down, the reception, where the television will be, is already inside my head. How the ministry will look like, how we are going to package the hall, how the altar is going to be, how the setting is going to be, where the fire will be sitting, is already in my head. So everything should be in your mind. You should make this mind work. That's why Job's cannot make the mind work. It's difficult. Before you see a job that is making the mind work, it means that God actually wants you to be there to learn something. You come to the office, you yawn all day, sign receipt. Your mind cannot be fruitful. Receive that you can close your eye and be signing. The mind will just be there. Just be there. The mind will be looking at you. But if you are able to stretch yourself and say, no, there is something beyond this office. I can learn something. I can learn a skill. There can be something that I can connect with. I can give and come out of this situation. Very important. Very, very important. So we are going to pray tonight. We are going to pray. Say, Lord, show me my path to financial prosperity. Show me the path. Show me the way. Sometimes God can instruct you. A woman wanted to open a business, and she was praying, and she heard the kind of business. Today, that business is in different places in Africa. Different places. Real life story. Say, Lord, show me the path. It is God that giveth you power to get wealth. It's a practical teaching tonight. Giveth you power to get wealth. Say, Lord, show me the path. Open my eyes to revelation. You can catch a revelation in this Obioge, and you will see where the treasure is. You will see where the resources are. You can catch a revelation of this Obioge, this land. And that revelation, people may not even see it. Some of them may be talking about it. They'll just be passing it. Meanwhile, God will tell you, do this, do that. And that will be the end of poverty for you and generations to come. Lord, show me. Sometimes God can just tell you that all you need to do is to do more publicity for your business. He can tell you that all you need to do is to send letters. He can tell you that all you need to do is to buy some things and be renting them out. He can just give you an idea. Simple idea. Things that make people succeed in this kingdom are just little things that God can just instruct. And that will be the end of stagnation. That I will not labor the labor of fools. The Bible says that the labor of fools wearies every one of them because they don't get better. Be intentional. Say, Lord, show me the path. Show me the path. You can succeed in any place instructing you. If you can catch a revelation, every land has resources. Every land are the places. You can still connect with something there. If God can open your eyes to see. The Bible in that land, there was famine, it was sowing. So that means where the result now come from? The same land we're about. The same land, because the hand of God was involved. Lord, show me the path. show me the path. Through prosperity, there can be advance. You need finance for speed in your calling, for ease in your calling. You need finance. And enough of this poverty mentality, enough of this effect of society, enough of the gimmicks of the devil. Say, Lord, show me what to do. Give me a revelation. It can come as an idea. It will just pop up in your spirit. And that idea will begin to brood from one level to another. You begin to learn and brood on it. And it becomes thin on it.
The will, O God, man, take it, brado shabaradia. Jekete brentes cobrecate baratasca bradia cata. Rebebe de bella cata brenda cata beretusha. Irrapate cata bracate baratasca brente baratia cata.
Jekete brado shabaradia. You remember the Lord your God. It is Him that giveth you power to get. Power to get. Now begin to pray and say, Lord, give me an excellent spirit. Pray. You need the spirit of excellence to attract favor. You need the spirit of excellence. Give me an excellent spirit. An excellent spirit. Shabarakate Pradusha. The Bible says that Daniel had an excellent spirit. A spirit that excels. A mind that is transformed. A mind that is fruitful. A mind that can produce results. A mind that can provide solution. Say, Lord, give me an excellent spirit. Man teko shabaradia. Rebebeteke baratasko prekete baradusha. Embreteke te brado shabaradia kata. Rebebetepele kato shabarakatuza. An excellent spirit. Man teko shabala kata. Teko shabara tesko prekete baratusha. An excellent spirit. An excellent spirit. Now we are going to pray and say, Lord, I break out of family patterns. I break out of family patterns. Patterns of financial hardship. Begin to pray. Family patterns. Stronghold. Stronghold. I break out of stronghold of financial strongholds that have been holding my family, that have been affecting the mindset of everyone in this family. We break out. We break out. Our generation is breaking out. Every financial hardship pattern, patterns that have been repeated, I break out. I break out of financial strongholds. I break out. I am setting a new path. I am breaking the fallow ground. I am breaking the record. Man, take it, baratakata. I am breaking the record. I am instituting a new legacy. I am instituting a new government. In this family, poverty is over. In this lineage, poverty is over. Begin to pray. I break out of financial patterns. Patterns that have been holding people in my family. I break out. I break out. Break out. By the power of the Holy Ghost, I break out. There is a new covenant. He died. He became poor that I might be rich. I break out. 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 Sheketekete bereteske brekete barata. Rababadu shabarakate branduska brekete baratia. Shekete branduska brekete baratusa. I break out. Oh, jibababada barababadusha. Shekete bretusa. Now begin to pray and say, Lord, wherever my hand touches, we prosper. Whatever my hand touches, we prosper. The Bible says, I wish above all things, whatever my hand touches, the works of my hands, they are blessed. They are blessed. They are blessed. My hands are blessed. My hands are blessed. My hands are blessed. Whatever I put my hand to do cannot fail. Whatever I put my hand to do cannot fail. Whatever I put my hand to do cannot fail. Whatever I put my hand to do cannot fail. Man, take it, brata katabaratosha. Shekete brete belata. Bless the works of my hands. Bless the works of my hands. Bless the works of my hands. Man, take it, brata katabaratosha. Erebete kete brete skopre kete baratia. Shababada barabada shabababadosha. Ebrete kete bradoshka prekete barata. Rakosha kete bret kete baratosha. Irrebebede bela kata bredesko prekete baratosha. O shebebede bela kata skoprekete baratosha. Irrebebede bela katoska prekete baratosha. Oh, whatever I put my hands to do, we prosper. We prosper. Now, lastly, pray and say, Lord, release your oil of favor upon me. There is a grace for favor in this house. There is a grace for favor, daily favor, daily favor. He daily loads us with benefit. Begin to pray. Lord, release your oil of favor. Release the oil of favor. Thou anoints my head with oil, my cup runneth over. That is the oil of favor. That it will happen to your cup. The anointing will affect the cup. That is the oil of favor. Sheketekete braketeva. Rapata kata brete kete bereto shabarakadia. Zekete brete sko brekete baratosha. Release the oil of favor. The oil of favor. Release it. 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 I see the Lord opening books of remembrance. Books of remembrance. Books of remembrance. Shakata kata brekete barata. There are people that have promised you. The Lord is saying now that He's making them to redeem the promise. He's making them to redeem the promise. There are people that should bless you by now. The Lord says that the book of remembrance has been opened. It has been opened. I receive the oil of favor. My life cannot be the same. It cannot be the same. Where people struggle, I will find favor. Shakata brete kete barata. Sabarateko shabele katai. Sepele tesco breketaka, jagete kete bretesco brekete baratosa. There are people who will become multi-millionaires this year. From nowhere, they will become multi-millionaires because the favor of God came upon them. Ah, man, take it, shabarakatai. I release the oil. Holy Ghost, we release the oil of favor tonight. We release the oil of favor. Man, take it, bratosha. Rababada kata prete kete baratu sabreti akatai. Shekete bretus kebrekete baratas kabrete kata. Oh yes. Shekete bretusa. In Jesus' name we have prayed. In Jesus' name, lift up your hands while I pray for you. I saw a vision. I saw that people, I saw a gate open. Gate of wealth. Many people will turn to multi-millionaires from nowhere because the hand of God came upon what they do. The business that people have been doing, the same business that people have been complaining, you will just do it and it will prosper. I pray that the Lord will bless the works of your hands. In the name of Jesus, whatsoever your hands find to do will prosper. In the name of Jesus, these hands are blessed. These hands are blessed. I release the oil of favor from today. Anywhere you go, you'll be favored. Anywhere you go, you'll be loved. In the name of Jesus. Whatever has been making people not to like you, has been making people to despise you, I break that yoke. I tear that garment into pieces. In the name of Jesus. Every family pattern, yoke of financial hardship, stronghold, mindsets that have been limiting people in your family, you are breaking out now. You are breaking out now. In the name of Jesus, you are setting a new order. You are setting a new record for generations to come. In the name of Jesus, I pray for your academics. You are blessed. None of you here shall be failures. You are going from one level of success to another in the name of Jesus. Lord, I pray for their jobs, their businesses. Lord, this week prosper them in the name of Jesus. You are protected and preserved. May the Lord increase your wisdom. You will have ideas that will make you prosper. The Lord will give you ideas that will make you fruitful in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. I pray for as many that have been forgotten, you'll be remembered today. You'll be remembered. Those promises that have been made, the Lord told us that He has opened the book of remembrance. You'll be remembered to be favored. You are next in line to be favored in the name of the Lord Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name. Make sure you spend time to pray this week. Spend some time, quality time, to pray this week. And I'll see you again next week. We'll meet again. Please invite someone. Bring someone when coming next week. Bring someone.